Shares of Tesla are electric. The company's stock price has quadrupled this year after posting several profitable quarters in a row, even as demand has dropped during the pandemic. For more, let's bring in Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure on member station VPM. Robin, what is going on? Why are investors so in love with Tesla recently?
And the old story is that it's far and away the leader in the shift away from the internal combustion engine. I mean, you look at battery range, the bells and whistles, to actually producing a mass market sedan that is not just best in the EV class, but one of the best selling across the board in the United States, and doing this during an economic calamity. So even though it doesn't do the volume nearly of what a GM or a Toyota does, people are paying up for what the future might look like.
But quadrupling the share price in just a matter of months?
Yeah, look, this this is an exciting time for the shift away from things. And, you know, as we're going to discuss, there's a tremendous amount of speculation. People are wondering, are short sellers going to be smoked out of the story? Is the CEO going to say something? Is it going to be added to the S&P 500? So in addition to the fundamentals of the story, there's a tremendous amount of underlying gambling.
Well, speaking of the CEO saying something, we remember that Elon Musk had tweeted, what was that, like a year ago, that he was going to take it private at $420 a share. Well, that was when it was lower than that. Now it's like $1,500 a share or something like that for Tesla. They have had a few quarters of profitability, almost a full year. Would it be a big deal if Tesla got to be profitable for a full year?
I think it's a symbolic milestone. Yes, they're looking at four consecutive quarters of profitability with many asterisks, but that's done with an enormous amount of capital investment. I think on a free cash flow basis, they in the first quarter, they were negative $900 million. But there are other parts of this story. Is China turning the corner? That could be the icing on top of it. If you're getting evidence in the United States that their order backlog is great, that they might hit their 500,000 vehicle mark at the end of the year, then those are things, especially in contrast with everything else that's not going right for GM and Toyota and the industrials, is why people are piling into the story.
Now, just yesterday, the company scrapped plans for a more affordable car, the Model Y. What is going on there?
I mean, it can scrap plans. I mean, now that the lowest price Model Y is going to start at $50,000, and the standard range version would have started at just under $40,000. But Elon Musk tweeted that it was canceling plans for this less expensive version because something at less than 250 miles at this point would be an unacceptably low standard range for them, that they're trying to up the bar. And that they can. Look, these are hot cars. And if you have a backlog of orders for the Model Y, why sell it, to kind of a scrapped model?
Even so, Robin, as you look around the world right now at the economy, you know, even if things are starting to get better in some places, it's nowhere near what we would have said several months ago. Does this feel like an overvaluation of Tesla?
This is a meaning of life question right now, Jeremy. I mean, let's step back. Our investors may be overvaluing the NASDAQ at near 10,500 while the economy is in the tank. I'm reminded of Amazon in 1999, when you well could have predicted that it would have become a retailing colossus in 10 or 20 years. Even so, it collapsed in the dot-com blow-up, losing 90% of its value in 2 years. So this company is suddenly worth $300 billion. Be careful where you tread.
Existential question, which came first, the car or the battery? Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.